to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, July 17th, 2014. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Today on our third hour, we're going to have Mike Phillip joining us to talk about longevity. For all of you who are very concerned about the lowering quality of food that is available from your local corporate-owned supermarket, and you're looking for ways to make sure that you are being nutritionally supported, that you're getting everything that your body needs, which less and less you get from these commercially processed foods that just strip out all the nutrients. The GMO crops, GMO salmon, are being found to not have the proper nutrients in them. They may taste okay, people may buy them, but your body isn't getting the chemicals that it needs. We'll be talking about that. Let's see, today is the anniversary, oddly enough, given the current headlines right now, today's the anniversary of the accidental shootdown of TWA 800 off of Long Island. It's also the anniversary of the assassination of Dr. David Kelly. A couple of things of note. So let's get right into the headlines. Obviously, the headline story is that Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, boy, they had a rotten year, has crashed in Ukraine. Now, the original headlines coming out earlier today from, like, The Express in Great Britain, Malaysian Airlines plane shot down by Russians and crashes in Ukraine. And that was the headline right out the start. Oh, yes, we already have the story. Russia shot this thing down. And this was an airline that was on its way from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. It was flying across Ukraine, and while still over Ukrainian territory, started to basically fall down out of the sky. It was at altitude, 33,000 feet, and came on down and crashed on the Ukrainian side of the border, which makes it a real trick to sell the idea that Russia shot this down. And remember, to detect a lie, look for what should be there and isn't, and what isn't there is a reason for Russia to do something so inflammatory to world opinion as to shoot down a civilian passenger jet. It serves no political or military purpose for Russia, but obviously plays right into the hands of Kiev and the United States, which are pushing for confrontation with Russia. Now, assuming that the aircraft transponders were working properly, and we've had no indication of any malfunction on board the aircraft, and this was a scheduled flight on a declared international route, there is no way Russia would have not known it was a passenger flight. Nations try and be very careful about such things ever since the embarrassment of the USS Vincennes shooting down the Iranian Airbus back in 1988, and the Soviet Union's shoot down of flight 007, which was caused when 007 drifted off course and flew into the Soviet Union. This story is starting to reek of the Lusitania fraud. They're out there saying, oh, the innocent lives, how dare Russia, those dastardly Russians, and so forth and so on. The jet, of course, is a Boeing 777, adding to Boeing's woes on there. Earlier today, Fox News had Geraldo Rivera screaming about how nobody in the Ukraine has missiles that can reach 30,000 feet, and therefore it had to be the Russians. Now, this was the same logic John Kerry and Barack Obama were using a year ago to claim that since the Syrian rebels could not possibly have sarin gas, it just had to be Assad, who was gassing his own Alawite supporters right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived, which turned out to be complete and utter nonsense. Fox News is reporting the debris field from Flight 17 spans 9 miles across the countryside. Gee, just like Flight 93 in Pennsylvania. So everybody's pointing fingers at everybody else, Ukraine. The story's already mutating. Now they've backed off saying Russia did it because it doesn't make any sense. And now Ukraine is saying, oh, it's those rebels, the separatists, they shot the airplane down. And, of course, the separatists are saying, no, we had nothing to do with it. Now, everything centers on what's called the Buk missile system. This is a self-propelled surface-to-air missile launching system. And it is a product of Russia. And the important thing to understand is that prior to the U.S.-backed coup d'etat, Ukraine was importing this weapon system from Russia. So Kiev has these things. In fact, Ukraine developed an improved radar system, which they marketed as an aftermarket product to everybody who's using this. This is exported all over the world. Everybody has these things. But Fox is out there saying, oh, obviously this was smuggled across the border from Russia because otherwise it wouldn't be there at all. No, that's complete nonsense. Kiev has these. They've had them all along. And one of the possibilities we're looking at is that Kiev deliberately shot this aircraft down to pin on the Russians, and then when that wasn't getting any traction, pin on the separatists. Now, there's one thing you need to keep in mind. Unlike a manpad, like a Stinger, the book requires a full crew to operate. There are radar operators, there's the launch operators, all kinds of people to get this thing up and running. It's not a single person operation. So if the book destroyed Flight 17, it was a deliberate act. Whether it was intentional, or perhaps like TWA 800, they simply locked onto the wrong target. And everybody's trying to say, how can we use this to push our agenda? We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Dustin, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're right. A shoulder-fired missile like a Stinger don't have the height capability. So definitely
that's 9,000-foot ceiling maximum.
Yep, and with the, you know, the Buke system that the Ukraine, they, you know, you see the media saying it was a Russian rocket, but what they don't tell you, yeah, Ukraine has them because it's a Russian rocket.
That's right. They were buying them. You know, it's part of the trade across the border. And like I said, Ukraine actually developed a better radar system to go with it, which they've been selling to everybody who uses this.
It's a 50-50 either it was accidental or they did it deliberately. It's just odd how that TWA anniversary is today, isn't it?
And so yeah, it really is kind of eerie about that.
How about, remember, I think it was in the 2000 to 2007 time period where the Ukraine shot down a plane over the Black Sea and they covered it up for all that time, remember?
Well, the United Nations says there's been about 25, 26 cases of accidental shootdowns of civilian airliners by the military. Most of them are covered up. It's beginning to look like Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 was the victim of an accidental military shootdown as well. We know TWA 800 certainly was. The USS Vincennes shootdown of the Iranian Airbus was a tragic accident. Over on my TWA 800 page, we have a couple more documented cases of Alitalia flights and Aer Lingus flights accidentally being shot down by military exercises.
And the separatists don't have access to these anti-aircraft missile batteries. I mean, people don't realize this is not a man pad. This is a fully operational anti-aircraft system. You know,
that's exactly right. But we can't rule out that the separatists haven't captured some of these units. Remember, a lot of the Ukrainian forces have gone over to the separatist side, including their weapons. So we can't rule that out. But again, why would the separatists do something this stupid? Obviously, a plane flying at 30,000 feet, that's not a warplane.
I think
somebody did this to try and demonize Russia, and then when the Russian thing wasn't getting any traction, to demonize the Eastern Ukrainians.
Yeah, I just want to say my family goes out for the, you know, for the people who died, and I hope they get a. They're going to bring in observers to investigate, but how trustworthy are half of them? You know, they're from EU, right?
Well, the EU, I imagine, I don't know if the NTSB actually has jurisdiction there, but if they and the FBI head on in there, then that's going to tell us right from the start, you know, there's a cover-up of what's really going on.
Yeah. Just a shame. Like, you know, all these airplanes stay away from the Ukrainian airspace right now. I mean,
well, you know, the FAA actually issued a warning last April for passenger jets to stay out of that area because there's a war going on, and it sort of begs the question, why was Flight 17 in that part of the sky anyway? And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Dustin, I need to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break. We got another caller waiting on the line that we're going to get to as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Earthquake. earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at my mailbox, and I just got an email from a reader saying, Hamas shot down Malaysian Flight 17 with a bottle rocket from Gaza, and the ground invasion is on. Which may actually be true. I mean, Israel's going to look at this as an opportunity to duck out from this horrible public relations disaster that they're in the middle of with regard to Gaza. Now the world is looking up at Ukraine and Russia and this shot down aircraft, and the media is obsessing on that, and they're not paying attention anymore to what's going on in Gaza. So I would not at all be surprised for Israel to launch their ground offensive, like, immediately if it's not already underway. We're going to go back to the phones here. Robert in Missouri, aloha. Robert, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, at the last minute of OCD show previous to yours, John from Tennessee, a regular caller to the network, he was doing some digging into the stock activity of Malaysian Airlines. And on the 15th, there was no trading, and the 14th, there was a lot. But yesterday, it spiked, and there was like millions and millions of shares being transacted yesterday. So all the false flag diggers out there start looking into the stock activity of this Malaysian Airlines, and it was off the charts yesterday. And so I wanted to throw that at you.
Okay, if you have any hard copy on that, like the URL for the performance of the stock, would you mail that to me? Because I'd like to take a closer look.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, obviously, what we're seeing here, and here's the part. We don't know exactly what happened yet. We've seen no evidence one way or the other. All we have are a few facts and common sense to guide us towards what we think is going on. But that hasn't stopped the corporate media from declaring that they've got all the answers immediately. They know what's going on. Reminds me of 9/11, before the buildings even collapsed and the corporate media was saying, oh, yes, it's Osama bin Laden. It's him. It's there. But the reality is, at this point, we don't even actually have evidence of a shootdown. But that's certainly the news coming out of Kiev, and I'm sure probably Boeing and Malaysian Airlines want it to be a shootdown, because otherwise it's going to be another hammer blow on Boeing stock, which is already suffering after the lack of enthusiasm at the Farnsworth Air Show, and Malaysian Airlines is still reeling from the loss of Flight 370. But the propaganda is definitely on rock and roll, full tilt boogie, afterburner overdrive. And, of course, Poroshenko is out there screaming that this is continuing a pattern of aggressions, because Poroshenko has been claiming Russia's been shooting down Ukrainian planes along the border for the last week, always again without any proof whatsoever. Kiev is claiming that Russia shot down an Antonin 26 transport and then an Su-25 fighter. People on the ground are saying that the Su-25 actually flew into Russian airspace, which is definitely going to get you shot at here. And a reminder, okay, I posted to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com an article I wrote a while back called Of the Liars, By the Liars, and For the Liars, that just goes down this long list of historical frauds and deceptions that shape world events. And it is a reminder that the U.S. government doesn't lie to you once or twice, doesn't lie to you on occasion. It lies to you all the time about everything. And keep that in mind as you hear all the stories about Russian culpability in the shootdown of Flight 17 here. I think our government is afraid to tell the truth about anything out of fear you might learn to tell the difference. So, now, there is another possibility, and that is, of course, Israel. As I mentioned a little while ago, Israel has to be having, absolute paroxysms of joy over the shootdown of Flight 17, because it's pulled media focus off of what Israel's been doing to Gaza. Everybody's now looking at eastern Ukraine and did the Russians do it or not. And this has opened up a window for Israel to continue its aggressions against Gaza, free of close scrutiny by the world, they think. Now, apparently, over at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, their security is still being managed by the same Israeli-owned company that was managing it back on 9/11. And given all these comments about the lack of evidence of an actual shoot down by a missile so far, there's another scenario. And that would be a bomb placed on the aircraft in Amsterdam with a timer, timed to go off as the plane was over Russia. But if Flight 17 was delayed by just a few minutes out of the gate, then the bomb would go off over Ukraine, the wreckage come down over the Ukrainian side of the border, and at that point the attempt to blame Russia for it would have to be dropped, already been dropped, and, oh, it's the Russian separatists. You know, we don't really know, but it is a possibility here that Israel would certainly stand to gain from this, simply to distract the world from what's going on in Gaza. Now, as I mentioned before in the show, last April, the FAA warned commercial flights to stay out of the area of eastern Ukraine and over Crimea because it was a war zone. So why was Flight 17 there? Was it set up? Did Israel find a use for that extra Malaysian Airlines 777 they've had since last November that surfaced during the brouhaha over Flight 370? We're not really sure. What we are sure of is all this talk about it's all Russia's fault is just more USDA choice bovine excrement. All righty, that was my fault. I forgot to turn something off at this end. We're going to go back to the phones. Bob in New Jersey. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you, Mike? Yeah, I heard on the news when it first broke that the majority of the, from ABC News, the majority of the passengers on the airplane were Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I found that quite interesting, since there's a really good, strong relationship between China and Russia. You know, why would Russia shoot down a plane filled with mostly Chinese? They wouldn't.
Well, Malaysia is getting ready to side up to the BRICS nations as well. So that would be another reason for Russia not to do this. But, I mean, just the common sense, Russia is trying to avoid a military confrontation with the United States. It's the United States that's out there with sanctions this, and Russia's bad this, and, you know, it's all Russia's fault in Ukraine here. So Russia, you know, Putin's not stupid. He's not going to do this. It just doesn't make any sense. There's no reason for him to do it. But there's every reason for Kiev to do this, to frame on Russia or the separatists, or both.
And the very recent Obama was saying that Russia has to stop, supplying the rebels. And I'm saying, geez, just said that. And suddenly this happens, you know, just a coincidence, of course, for the coincidence-minded.
Yeah, and of course, again, it's another American double standard, because the U.S. is supplying Kiev, the unelected government, with all the weapons that they're murdering their own people with.
Along with the people in Syria, the so-called rebels in Syria, the so-called ISIS in Iraq.
Well, they were arming ISIS in Syria, and then it backflashed on them. I still think that whole situation in Iraq has gone completely out of their control.
Well, I don't know. It's following the Yunnan plan quite well. You break up the Middle East into religious and ethnic entities, and I kind of knew that's exactly what was going to happen. You can see those maps. I'm sure you've seen them, that the Pentagon had of the, you know, reorganized Middle East.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that, and I know that's part of the agenda, but I don't think they're in control of things right now. I mean, the reality is, whether Maliki and Baghdad are taken over by the Sunnis, or whether Maliki hangs on to the southern part of Iraq with Russian help, the U.S. has lost control of Iraq's oil. Most importantly, the currency that it's going to be sold for. So this is a defeat for the United States, regardless of which way it goes.
Yes. You're right there. All right, Michael, keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
All right, I'll do my best here. We're going to try and squeeze in Jason in Arizona before the commercial break. Aloha, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you, Michael, and keep up the good work. Yeah, I just want to say I don't really believe anything the government says on these plane crashes anymore, and this is because of what happened with TWA Flight 800. When that happened, I was actually in the Air Force as an aircraft fuel systems mechanic. I worked on B-1B bombers, KC-135.
Okay, Jason. Jason, got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I want to come right back to this point in the story after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to Jason in Arizona. You were talking about being a fuel system technician on some really exotic aircraft.
Yes, thank you. I was in the Air Force. I worked on B-1B bombers, KC-135s, and the HC-130s. Now, I just want to say, when the Flight 800 went down, and they actually released their explanation about it, about a fuel probe creating a spark in the center wing tank.
Yeah.
We, at shift change, with about 35 of us fuel tech system mechanics, we broke out into laughter. It's so absurd. I mean,
yes.
This is the problem with their lies. They don't even want to make a lie that's even possible. Because normally, if you're going to fly over the Atlantic, that center wing tank would be full of fuel, not empty. And secondly, fuel probes work off of resistance. So there isn't even any part on it that's capable of producing a spark. It's just not even possible. So, I mean, if they wanted to make up something, they should have made up something like a unbonded fuel line that created a static discharge. At least that's possible, you know? So When they lie, they don't even care if there's any amount of reality in it, because they know the vast majority of Americans are not trained fuel system mechanics. And when I tell them this stuff, they just look at me like a lizard's crawling out of my mouth, you know? And that's one of the problems I've been running into.
What's going on here is that, again, most of the people who are the inner circle of the U.S. government are a bunch of fossils left over from the Cold War of the 1950s and 1960s, and they simply got used to the idea that they can put out any nonsensical story, and the media would sell it to the people, and the people would go along and believe it, because most people don't want to know their government has gone evil. Because we're all raised to think that we're really good human beings and we have courage and we would be heroic in the face of government corruption. But when you're actually confronted with evidence that your government is engaged in massive wrongdoing, you face that choice. Are you going to do something about it or not? And to know the government is doing something wrong and not do anything about it means you have to surrender that self-image of being a decent, good, moral, heroic human being. And most people don't want to face that question. So they gratefully grasp whatever propaganda is being handed down from on high so they can go on saying, I'm a decent human being. I believe in justice and law, and I would take action against wrongdoing in the government. I just don't see a reason to do it right now. And that's the reason propaganda isn't really designed to fool a critical analysis. It's this just there to give people who don't want to think about what's going on an excuse not to think about what's going on. But you're right. The story never made any sense when they set up that demonstration on TV to prove that whole exploding fuel tank thing. They loaded up the probe with something like 20 times the voltage it normally carries, and they had the tank filled with propane gas to get it to go bang. I mean, that's how obvious the fraud was.
Yes, that's something that why we were laughing, because it doesn't even have enough power. It reads off a resistance, so it's not even possible. Now, can I say one more thing about my training with fuels and how it connects to 9/11?
Sure.
Okay, I also tell people, I try to convince them, you know, because my training tells me that that's total BS too. I tell people, forget about the Twin Towers for a second and think about the Pentagon and the Shanksville crash. Because the only heat source of those two is the burning jet fuel. So jet fuel burns typically in a range from 1400 to 1600 degrees Fahrenheit, but certain types can be as high as, say, 1800 degrees. But the problem is, the black boxes are made out of titanium that does not melt until almost 6000 degrees Fahrenheit. Engines do not melt from fuel because they consume it in flight. The landing gear does not melt because it's made out of mostly high-grade construction steel that doesn't melt to almost 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit. But the government's official story is that not only did the jet fuel melt almost all of these objects at those two crash sites, but they vaporized them into nothingness. There's not even a slag pile at the bottom of that hole from the landing gear. It's that their stories and their lies are so absurd and so unbelievable. But like I said, my problem is, I'll tell people this, and they say, oh, you're just lying. I say, are you a trained fuel systems mechanic? No. Okay, I can show you, and they don't want to see it. It just, like you said, it hurts too much to have to look into the face of evil and know that you've been supporting them and paying them money and doing their bidding. I mean, I carry a certain amount of guilt for fixing bombers and planes that I know were basically bombing brown people to support the elite's drug trade, you know?
Yeah, it can be very, very difficult. It takes a lot of courage to face up to the reality that your government is not what you were brainwashed into thinking it was in grade school. And, you know, most people, they're very trapped by their beliefs. That's why the government and the churches are always pushing belief, 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 because beliefs are the chains that hold free minds slaves. And that's why when you're very, very young and you're too young to realize that the big people are just full of crap, you know, they'll teach you to believe in the imaginary playmate in the sky, to believe that government is good, that the media is honest, and so forth, because your personality grows up around those beliefs. They become part of your identity. And that's why, and the giveaway is in the language, where people will say, I am a Christian, or I am a Republican. They become that which is believed in. And when you challenge those beliefs, they will react to it as if it's an attack on them personally. And that's where a lot of that hostility comes from. And it's a very, very powerful psychological enslavement mechanism, and that's why governments and churches and even corporations rely on beliefs so much to do what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Michael, and keep up the good work, and I will continue listening to RBM and continue listening to you as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much here, and the phone lines are really loading up, so let's go to Cameron in Great Britain. Aloha, Cameron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Michael, I was watching the footage of this crash on YouTube. And what surprising thing is that if there was, if this flight was sort of attacked by a missile, or if it had a explosive device on board, it would have probably left a plume of smoke on its way out. But there is nothing there. I mean, on its way down. But there is nothing there. I mean, it just shows an explosion. There is no other smoke, other sort of trace of this explosion in the air. And also the other thing is, I mean, if there was an explosion, if there was a missile, the scattered pieces would be, the pieces would be scattered.
You know what's really funny? Yeah. As you're saying that thing about there doesn't seem to be coming anything down from the sky. Fox News right now is saying the plane came in low across the country before it hit. Boy, talk about, you know, listening to the show and changing the propaganda as fast as they can. Now they're saying the reason nobody saw anything up in the sky is the plane started to lose altitude, and it came in gradually, and then apparently came in at a low level and then crashed. But this is inconsistent with the claim that the wreckage is spread out over 9 miles of countryside, which would say the airplane came apart at altitude and then came down. So the propaganda is already starting to bite itself in the gluteus maximus.
But, I mean, the way the pieces are scattered, it's not it's not a sign of a plane that was sort of low down and sort of almost level.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's something that's like, head-on sort of crash.
Anyway, well, in the absence of any photos or videos showing, a rocket trail going up to the aircraft here, I'm starting to think it may have been brought down with a bomb. You know, for this is going to be the new Lusitania to demonize Russia. And I'd like to find out the exact time Flight 17 departed Amsterdam, if it was on time or if it was delayed by just 5 minutes would be enough to bring the plane down on the wrong side of that Russia-Ukraine border.
And one more interesting thing, Michael, nobody actually, not U.S. government, not British government, not even Russians, sort of said that they were going to check their satellite pictures, because that would also show if there was an explosion in the air.
Okay, well, a lot of people have the wrong idea about satellite surveillance, because satellite surveillance is very effective against a known target or location. They don't have the entire planet under constant high-resolution surveillance. That's just impractical. The satellites are there to look at specific designated targets, and if they didn't have a reason to look at Flight 17, there wouldn't be images associated with it. If there are images of Flight 17 coming apart in air, it means that somebody ahead of time knew it needed to be watched, and that, too, would be very, very damning as well.
But that's the secondary radar, isn't it? I mean, that's operated via satellite, the secondary radar.
Well, here's the interesting part. It's a war zone, and there are air defense systems on all the time. Somebody somewhere has a skin paint radar track of that part of the sky, which should have a missile track on it that would lead them to where the launch point of where that missile is. And the fact that is not forthcoming, I think, speaks volumes.
Thanks ever so much, Michael, again. Have a wonderful afternoon.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to try and squeeze Art in Philadelphia in before the commercial break. Art, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Just wanted to correct something I heard there. When someone talked about, the middle tank crash of Flight 800, I interviewed with Smith Industries in the past. They got sued and went out of business. In the interview, they said, what do? We build the middle tank gauge for the 747s. I says, how do you do it? He basically smokes a cigarette, puts it into a bucket of airplane fuel. He says, see, it's cool, it won't blow up. I says, well, how does it really work? He says, well, we've done the engineering. Once every million times a plane takes off, if it's very low in fuel, there's a lot of vapor, it'll blow up. But we don't think that's a problem.
Hang on. We have to take a break for a commercial here. I'm actually going to let you go. I'll respond to you as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm going to respond to Art's comment here. And by the way, I don't want this show to go off into TWA 800. We've covered that many, many times before. The gentleman, Jason, who called in, he was in error in saying that the center fuel tank on TWA 800 was full. Actually, it was not, because of the more efficient jet engines that had been fitted to the aircraft. Transatlantic flights will load the wings with fuel but leave the center wing tank empty. That reduces stress on the wing box. But the rest of it is absolutely true. The vapors won't explode. Now, part of the cover story of TW-800 was it sat on the runway for way too long, and the air conditioners heated the fuel vapors in the center tank to the point where they would explode. But you have to understand, the reason these aircraft use this particular type of highly refined kerosene is it does not explode. It doesn't even burn efficiently unless it's perfectly carbureted in the engines. And a lot of people have seen that demonstration where you'll take the JP1 or JP4 kerosene, put it in a bucket, throw a lit cigarette into it, and the cigarette will go out. That's the reason they use that fuel. Now, before we go on back to the phone calls, there's a breaking story. Russia Today is reporting that the target of this missile, which appears to have been intentionally fired, may have been President Putin's aircraft that was flying through the same area of the sky on Putin's way back from his meetings with all the BRICS nations in South America. And in fact, it was crossing the same waypoint. It was only about 15, 20 minutes behind Malaysian flight 317. This might have been an attempt by Kiev to assassinate Putin, and they picked out the wrong aircraft. And that's why everybody's screaming back and forth about, oh, it's the rebels, it's the Russians. By the way, John McCain is out there screaming, there's going to be hell to pay if we find out that Russia shot this plane down. So this story's all over the place here. Back to the phone calls. John in Arizona. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. There is another peculiarity about the flight path of the airliner. If it's taking off from a northern latitude like Amsterdam, most likely it would have taken a polar route across the top of the globe and then down to Malaysia. I can't see why it would be flying over the Ukraine.
Well, we don't know if maybe they had a couple of stops along the way. We just know that the departure airport was Amsterdam and its ultimate destination was Kuala Lumpur, but they may have been putting down someplace else. We need to go back and look at that. The problem with the cross-polar flights right now, of course, is the navigation is still very dicey. GPS doesn't work above, I think, about 85 degrees latitude, and planes can still wander and get lost up there. But we'll have to take a look at that. Again, with the FAA warning aircraft to stay out of the area last April, it probably would have been better for the aircraft to have gone around. On the other hand, the airline might have said, you know, if we go around, it's going to cost us this much more in fuel. And, hey, we're at 33,000 feet. Nobody's going to think we're some kind of a low-level bomber or strafing airplane. But if Russia today is right, and whoever did this was trying to hit Putin's plane, then it makes perfectly sense they would be shooting at an aircraft that's up at 30,000 feet or above. And, you know, they hit the wrong aircraft, and now everybody's trying to blame everybody else, and that's the story. Okay?
Great, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Switch over to Frank in California. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just tuned in, so I didn't really hear most of your show earlier on. But in reference to Gaza, Israel must have been planning it a long time ago. And, of course, they would put all these contingencies in place before they go in. And that plane that was parked in Israel was a Malaysian 700, right? Was it 777?
It's a 777. It's a 777. And you know, obviously, Israel's going to take advantage of the media's focusing on this aircraft.
Yeah,
and
well,
I
that's
imagine
exactly
that
what I rang up about, because right now the attention is away from the genocide happening in Gaza. And I think maybe, this is just a theory, I'm just throwing it out there for people just to, you know, take that into consideration, but the media now is all about the Russians have done this and did that, but yet, you know, I'm likely to gamble that right now, you know, Israel's bombing the hell out of Gaza again.
Well, they're going to go in with the ground. They're going to go in with the ground invasion, and we're about ready to go on to that section of today's talking points. And we did talk about that possibility that this was Israel trying to basically duck out from this PR nightmare they've created in Gaza.
I missed that. Yeah.
But I'm starting to think that this story out of Russia today is making a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it is making sense.
World leaders have been shot out of the sky before. This would not be a new unique occurrence. In fact, there was another shoot down of a passenger jet where it was thought they were actually trying to get Gaddafi, who was on another plane nearby, and they targeted the wrong aircraft. You know, between the USS Vincennes and TW-800, we already know these military systems are not really good at picking out the correct target. And so Russia Today's story is making a lot of sense to me that Kiev wanted to kill Putin to throw Russia into turmoil, during which they could consolidate their control over the east, and they've hit the wrong aircraft now.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out the person who took that picture at Tel Aviv or whatever, if he's that close or whoever's traveling there, to see if it's still there. That's another thing, you know, to see if that plane is still, you know, on the ground.
Well, I'm sure somebody will be looking at it, but I'm starting to discard the theory that that second 777 had something to do with this. It may well have had something to do with a potential false flag involving Flight 370, or some other purpose. We don't know. But at this point, Russia,
I don't believe it was the Russians. I don't believe it was the Russians.
No, it was never the Russians. Of course it was never the Russians.
I was this morning, I was having coffee with an Air Force guy, you know, and the first thing he said, did you hear about the Russians shooting down a 777? And I used your famous line saying, look, what should be there isn't, you know. Why would Russia do this? And he started to think about it. I don't know. I don't think they've got anything to gain. I said, well, there you go. There's no way it was the Russians.
you know, it's a very powerful argument here, because only a few days ago I had a chance to be in a conversation with a group of people, some of whom were Hawaii Police Department, one of whom admitted to some intelligence connections locally. And no, I'm not going to give you names and details.
Sure.
And they were all out there saying, Edward Snowden's a criminal. Edward Snowden's a criminal. And
I
said, came out and I said, well, you know, he tried to go through channels to deal with the NSA. You don't remember because this is the first time I'm telling the story.
Right.
In fact, Frank, we're going to let you go here. Let me finish this up for the top of the hour. And, Snowden went through channels, the whistleblower channel. They ignored him. The NSA is violating the Fourth Amendment. And then I went through my NSA code challenges proving that the NSA can't actually look at criminals and terrorists. And it actually proved to be very surprisingly easy to convince this group of people who are part of that system to say, yeah, there's something very wrong about what's been going on here. So people are waking up, and probably they're going with the official story out of politeness or inertia, but they're not committed to supporting that official story anymore, and that's the object lesson out of that. All righty, so we're looking at the CBS. Earlier I was saying I thought the U.S. has lost control of the situation in Iraq. I'm not the only one saying it. CBS is now running a story saying U.S. foreign policy is spiraling out of control. They have started all this chaos, and now they can't rein it back in, and it's always going to flash back on the United States when these things get out of control. Like I said, the United States has already lost control over what currency Iraq's oil will be sold for, regardless of how Iraq resolves. If the Sunnis take over the South, they're not going to sell Iraq's oil for the U.S. dollars. If Maliki hangs on to the southern part of Iraq with Russia's assistance, he's not going to sell Iraq's oil for the U.S. dollar. And so regardless of how this comes out, the U.S. has already lost everything it tried to gain with that invasion back in 2003. And that means that all of your kids who were killed and crippled did it for nothing. They got nothing. Not that I would have agreed with the original purpose, but it's one thing to sacrifice lives of American kids for some kind of gain somewhere. But when they botch it up this bad, and it turns out to have been a total waste of money and lives all along, that has to make you very angry. All righty. So when we come back from our top of the hour segment, we're going to be moving on to the situation in Israel and Gaza, because if Israel thinks they're going to escape scrutiny because of that shoot down of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, they are badly, badly mistaken about that. And again, to basically wrap up on that, at this point, the story that is making the most sense coming out of Russia today is that Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 was flying approximately in the same area at approximately the same time as President Vladimir Putin's flight returning him to Moscow. And this may have been an attempt to assassinate him, and they hit the wrong aircraft. Oopsie, our bad. Our faces are red. We'll be right back.